on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, border counties could be moved to level 4 restrictions if Northern Ireland decides to enter a lockdown. Meanwhile, People Before Profit are proposing a €250 million COVID fund be given to the North. There are calls for a COVID-19 testing centre to be located in Inishowen. A leading fisheries representative in Donegal says the UK cannot expect to retain the privileges of EU membership while blocking its former European colleagues from its waters and doubling its catch. And a Donegal native has been elected president of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, border counties could be moved to level 4 restrictions if Northern Ireland decides to enter a lockdown. It comes as the government is putting the finishing touches on Budget 2021. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The much-discussed circuit breaker, or a short lockdown, is now on the cards for Northern Ireland, with the chief medical officer there recommending a six-week shutdown. If that were to happen, there's been some discussion about placing border counties here on a higher level of restrictions as well. The likes of Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan have among the highest rates of COVID in the country at the moment, and they may be placed on level 4 restrictions if that lockdown in Northern Ireland goes ahead. It comes as the finishing touches are being put on Budget 2021. People Before Profit's Richard Boyd-Barrett has called for a €250 million fund to support Northern Ireland and an all-island response to COVID.
Because Boris Johnson has not been forthcoming in the resources the North needs to deal with the COVID-19 crisis.
That, however, won't be in tomorrow's budget. The Ministers for Finance and Public Expenditure met with the three coalition party leaders earlier to put finishing touches on the document. It's likely to put a massive focus on COVID and Brexit, with a €4 to €5 billion fund to deal with both. Expect to see also significant investment in housing and climate change. However, there will be little change to your pocket in terms of tax cuts.
877 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the North in the past 24 hours, with three additional deaths. 1,463 cases of the virus have been confirmed in the past week in Derry and Strabane alone, where the seven-day incidence rate in the area remains one of the highest in the world at 971 per 100,000 of the population. Meanwhile, 221 people are being treated for COVID-19 in Irish hospitals. It's the highest figure since May and shows a 47% increase in the number of patients compared with this day last week. 15 people are being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital. Latest figures from the HSE show 30 people with the disease are in intensive care units, three of them in the Letterkenny University Hospital, the highest total outside Dublin. There are calls for a COVID-19 testing centre to be located in Inishowen. Councillor Albert Doherty, the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, says there is particular concern at the increase in the number of cases reported on the peninsula. Last week, 59 cases were reported in North Inishowen. 2 weeks earlier, the figure was less than 5. Meanwhile, 54 cases were reported in South Inishowen. 2 weeks earlier, that figure was 13. Councillor Albert Doherty says travelling to Letterkenny for testing can be a 3-hour round trip for some people in North Inishowen, and that's an unacceptable and unfair situation.
It's time to call for collective action, and it's time for the HSE to respond to this peninsula and the old adage, the size of County Louth and the population of County Leitrim, and with the recent surge, Donal, yes, I am saying to the HSE, it's time to locate a centre now in the peninsula.
Have you had any response from the HSE as of yet? I know you've been writing to some of the senior officials.
Yeah, I've been in contact with Mr John Hayes, outlining the situation we find ourselves, outlining my concern with the recent surge, and demanding that the HSE response is prompt and positive.
Over the course of 2 weeks, from the middle of September into the end of September, we saw the rates rise in both parts of Inishowen quite alarmingly.
Yes, in the six-week period, Carndonagh electoral area, culminating there, in the recent one, 347 out of 100,000, and a similar story in the Buncrana electoral area. So that indicates the surge. It confirms the concern, and it requires our positive response now from the HSE to the people of the peninsula.
There are further calls on the Marine Minister to ensure a fair and just penalty point system for fishermen. With a no-deal Brexit becoming increasingly likely, fishermen say the penalty point system signed into law last week by Taoiseach Micheál Martin is even more serious. 2 weeks ago in the Dáil, Sinn Féin's Marine spokesperson Padraig McLaughlin failed to have the statutory instrument overturned when he moved a private member's motion on the issue. Today, his party colleague Noel Jordan raised it in the Donegal County Council chamber.
The fishermen are not opposed to a penalty point system, but it has to be a fair system where it gives them the rights to appeal, which it is in this new instrument, but the points still remain on their licence, and it's very, very unfair. Look, we're calling for the Minister to engage immediately and the Department with the fishing sector to come up with a fairer system than this here. They don't seem... The fishermen seem to be left out here in a hunch where they say that they're not getting support. They feel they're not getting support from the department or the minister that they deserve. And with the threat of Brexit looming, I think this is unacceptable.
A leading fisheries representative in Donegal says the UK cannot expect to retain the privileges of EU membership while blocking its former European colleagues from its waters and doubling its catch. Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation CEO Sean O'Donoghue says it would rank hypocrisy for the UK to expect to slam the door but keep the gains it enjoyed while being part of the EU. Mr O'Donoghue is adamant that the UK should no longer benefit from the additional fishing opportunities it was granted after joining the EEC, particularly when the total allowable catch and quotas were decided in the early 80s.
When the quotas were divvied out in the start of the 80s, the UK got compensation from the EU for losses in third country waters and also for the extension of their 200-mile limit in 1976. They were compensated to the tune of 26% for seven species. And on top of that, they were also compensated with what is known as the Hague preferences. So they can't expect, now that they're leaving the club, to take that with them.
You've obviously been speaking with Charlie McConnellogue and his officials. Are you getting a sense from the minister and from the department that they are going to play hardball in this, that they are going to force this one in the ongoing talks?
Yeah, well, I'm quite confident that not alone Charlie McConnellogue and the government, but the 8 member states were contacted last week by Michel Barnier, and they told him in no uncertain terms that he was to stick to the mandate and that he had sufficient negotiating room within the mandate to do a deal. And so far, right across the EU, it has been clear that there'll be no agreement unless there's a fisheries agreement. There are other big key issues have to be sorted out, but the bottom line here is that they've all committed that there'll be no deal unless there's a fisheries deal. And we expect that the advantages that the EU and Michel Barnier has in all the other areas will be fully utilised in achieving a sustainable future for fisheries.
A Donegal native has been elected president of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Karen McGowan was born and raised on Armour Island and is a native Irish speaker. She trained at DCU. She has spent her career to date at Beaumont Hospital Dublin, now working as an advanced nurse practitioner in the hospital's emergency department. Karen takes over from outgoing INMO president Martina Harkin-Kelly, also from Donegal. New rules are to be brought in at multi-denominational schools over concerns that Catholic practices are being normalised. The schools are supposed to be inclusive of students from all religions as well as those who have no religious beliefs. However, some schools were found to be prioritising Catholic practices such as Christmas over other religious holidays. Concerns have also been raised about members of the local diocese having a role in inspecting the teaching of religion. ETBI Director of Schools Seamus Conboy says only department officials are to inspect teachers.
So we're very clear that ETB schools, as multi-denominational schools, provide religious education. And in schools that are providing the full NCCA religious education course, the only authority that inspects that is the Departmental Inspectorate for Religious Education.
Irish Water is being requested to attend the next sitting of Donegal County Council as a matter of urgency. There's a number of outstanding issues right across Donegal, while it's also thought that more communication between the utility and the council is needed with regard to upcoming planned works. Councillor Micheál Nocton says currently councillors are left in a difficult position with the general public because they don't have the answers that they're looking for. He says an official from Irish Water must attend the next meeting so these issues can be addressed.
I'm not asking, I'm requesting, because basically the general public out there deserves better. We as councillors deserve better. And Irish Water needs to come in and basically put it on the table. And if they have an issue here, basically, in this county, well, then we've got to tell the media, we've got to tell the general public, because no reason people out there expecting things to be delivered for them. And it's unacceptable. Like, as I said, basically, you know, you have issues with Pettico, you have issues with the National School in Lahey. And the big thing then, basically, for people building new houses, the connection charges that are being quoted, it's unreal. And basically, it's unacceptable for people building new houses.
And people come to you with various concerns and you simply don't have the answers for them.
Yes, and I mean, and by talking to the staff in Donegal County Council, they don't have the answers either. And this is the problem. We are paying staff in Donegal County Council in the water section. But yet, basically, these people can do this work if they can get money. So either Irish Water give them the money to do this work, or basically the scrap Irish Water and we'll go back to working with our own water service in Donegal County Council.
Why do you think, as a councillor, that Irish Water, after numerous different invitations to come to these meetings and say, you know, tell people their plans, that they don't turn up?
Basically, because I mean, Irish Water think they're above everybody else, and basically we need to tell that out to the general public. If that is the case, well then the Donegal County Council needs to take serious action here, and let us be the first council in Ireland basically to say Irish Water is not doing what they're supposed to do. And if that is the case, then we need to go back to what was working right and go back and work with our own staff in Donegal County Council and make sure that we deliver for the general public, because what's happening at the moment is not happening, and that's unacceptable.
Letterkenny has been deemed to be clean to European norms in the latest Irish Business Against Litter survey. The town is ranked 16th out of 40 in the survey, up 2 from the last survey in 2019, with improvement noted in the vicinity of Letterkenny University Hospital and praise for Main Street, Church Lane and the area around Ungreenan Theatre. Nationally, Letterkenny bucks a trend, with many areas slipping and the number of towns deemed to be clean slipping to its lowest level since 2007. Eyeball's Conor Horgan says there are a number of factors.
Cleaning schedules being curtailed by the local authorities, fewer volunteers like Tidy Towns groups out picking up litter. Yet we have more outdoor socialising, more drink-related litter like bottles and cans in public areas, and households are generating more waste, and that's leading to more dumping. We're seeing a new form of litter, PPE waste, and naturally enough, people are reluctant to pick up that litter.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Gaelic Games, and Galway senior manager Pádraig Joyce has told Galway Bay FM Sport that Jim McGuinness was brought in yesterday as he felt the team would benefit from his experience as they prepare for the resumption of the National League on Sunday when they face Mayo in Tuam Stadium. The Galway manager explained to Kevin Dwyer that he felt the time was right to bring in the Donegal man.
We had a man in Tuam yesterday, yeah, to do a bit of training. But again, look, Jim is a personal friend of mine and has been for years. I went to college with the man, had a huge respect for him. His CV speaks for itself, and he's a qualified professional performance coach. And I felt at the time that we need this now. We need this kind of a mental aspect of the game to kind of get a bit of extra bonus into the players, you know, because there's a lot more to train a team than out the pitch and just kicking pints or blocking defending. There's a lot of aspects to it, you know. So Jim brought a different element yesterday, and the lads enjoyed the session as I did.
The former All-Ireland winning player and manager with the county was pictured leading a training session with the Galway panel on Sunday. Joyce was asked, was he disappointed that the footage of McGuinness and the Galway footballers ended up on social media?
These things happen. Look, you can make all the things you like. Like, we can't legislate for a man that's living in a house behind the pitch recording stuff. Like, it's unfair on the players that it got out. It's just you're invading people's privacy at times doing that. But nothing, unfortunately. It's the social media platform, the social media world we live in.
Well, McGuinness was brought in for just a one-off performance module, but Joyce today hasn't ruled out the possibility of more links with McGuinness and Galway in the coming football period. Well, the National League resumes this weekend for Donegal as well, who host neighbours Tyrone and Ballybuffet. And then there's a long trip south to Kerry. Donegal need a win from their remaining two games to be sure of safety. It will be a busy number of weeks with championship to come, of course, on the first Sunday in November. Donegal GA Chairman Mick McGrath has been speaking on the DL Debate podcast with Brendan Devaney. He says it's going to be challenging both on and off the field in the current climate in the coming period.
Well, yeah, it's a complete new challenge, and I suppose that's what this is all about. It when we pleaded, I suppose, with everybody to try to get people back out onto the field in June, and we didn't envisage this happening, but sure, we probably thought in June that the COVID would have disappeared when we came around to September, October, and it hasn't, and we just have to deal and with the seriousness of it all, and go by the guidelines that are there. Some of them are difficult and testing, but we have to go by them. The neutral ground was voiced by people that weren't in contact, really. There was just no opinions that were being expressed by journalists, but it's a home game for Kerry, so Kerry aren't going to give up a home game, and they're certainly entitled to their home venue, so we have to travel. The game's fixed for Tralee, and the logistical nightmare is that you can't have more than 20 people on a 45-seater bus at the moment, so it means we have to take two buses with us, 20 on each. You can't share bedrooms, so there's no twinning up of players. Everybody has to get their own individual room, which means we can only travel a party of 40. That's the guideline from Croke Park. And so it's 40 people, 20 on each bus, and 40 single rooms, and that's what we'll probably travel. We are travelling down on the Friday night, and that's where we're planned at the moment. Play the game on the Saturday at 2 o'clock, and return home then. Long trip back from Tralee, but that's what we're laid up with.
And there's more from Mick McGrath, along with Declan McFarland, who was the manager of the Neavesham Kilsyte, who are celebrating 25 years since they won the Donegal Junior Championship. Plus, Brendan's special guest tonight is Shea Given, former Republic of Ireland goalkeeper, who will be talking about his life with the GAA. That's the DL Debate podcast with Brendan Devaney tonight, available online at highlandradio.com, and of course on air just after the 7 o'clock news. Aaron Connolly has returned to the Republic of Ireland squad for the UEFA Nations League match against Finland on Wednesday. Connolly and Adam Ia missed the playoff against Slovakia after sitting too close on the plane to an FAI staff member who tested positive for COVID-19. That turned out to be a false positive, and the Brighton striker has been given permission by his club and the HSE to join Stephen Kenny's senior squad. Cross channel, Salford City have sacked manager Graeme Alexander and have replaced him with Paul Scholes. The former Manchester United midfielder is one of the club's co-owners and will take charge on an interim basis. Alexander led Salford to promotion to the EFL in the first season as manager. On the golf front, during Sunday's monthly medal competition at Dunfanaghy, a little bit of history was made with two hole-in-ones by two players within the same four ball. First up, Paul Smith hit into the 156-yard par 3 second hole with a 7-iron, and after two bounces, the ball dropped into the hole as Paul claimed his membership in the hole-in-one club. Things had barely settled when the second player in the group, that was Sam Higgerty, he would also go on to take a hole-in-one at the 224-yard par 3 7th. He struck the 4-iron beautifully and watched in disbelief as his superb shot hit the green and rolled straight in. Screams of joy rang out around Dunfanaghy as two hole-in-ones within five holes within the same four-ball group. Not sure if the likes of that will happen again, but well done to both Paul and Sam. In horse racing, one of the biggest stars in the sports, Enable, has been retired. The two-time ARC winner had a glittering career. Her other notable victories included three King George VI and the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Finally, in rugby, the draw for the pool stage of this season's Heineken Champions Cup will take place at the end of the month. The EPCR confirmed this morning they'll make the draw in Lausanne in Switzerland on Wednesday, October 28. Ulster and Leinster will be Tier 1 seeds, with Munster and Connacht in Tiers 2 and 3. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, the number of people claiming the pandemic unemployment payment in Donegal has increased again this week. Latest figures show 8,530 people are in receipt of the payment in the county, up 7% from last week. Meanwhile, 76% in Donegal closed their PUP claim this week. The Gaelic of Donegal County Council, speaking during today's launch of Social Inclusion Week on the 9 till noon show, says community spirit has never been stronger in the county than over the past number of months. Social Inclusion Week is coordinated by the council and aims to highlight the very positive work being done not only by the council but also by other statutory and community organisations in attempting to raise awareness of social inclusion related issues in Donegal. Councillor Rena Dunhu says while COVID-19 presented unprecedented challenges, it also brought on the best in many people.
The importance and value of community and community spirit has never been so important. And this was evident in the last few months with hundreds of volunteers around the county helping those who were advised to cocoon. And I would like to commend and thank those communities for coming together and looking out for each other.
An additional €115,000 has been sanctioned for a number of towns and villages in Donegal under the accelerated measure of the Town and Village Renewal Scheme. The funding will go towards projects in Downings, Ardrott, Frosses and Letterkenny. And finally, our very own Pio McCann has been laid to rest today. He passed away on Friday at his home. Father Brian Darcy, during his homily, spoke of the legend that he was and how his legacy will live on. His son Aaron paid special tribute to his father earlier today.
I hope everyone in attendance today does my dad just one last favour, and it's not a big ask. I just say that whenever you leave this beautiful chapel today and you return home, you get in your house, just hold your loved one that little bit tighter, hug them just that wee bit harder, and say, I love you, with just that little bit more feeling. Because in today's really chaotic world, in these uncertain times, there are very few people who are able to cut through the madness and get through to us and remind us that life is to be cherished and we should enjoy right now, today. Very few people would be able to do that indeed. But if anyone can, Pio McCann can. Thank you all so much.
With a nice sunny spells and scattered showers for the rest of the day and fresh northwest breezes. Cold and breezy overnight with showers, some heavy and lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, border counties could be moved to level 4 restrictions if Northern Ireland decides to enter a lockdown. It comes as the government is putting the finishing touches on Budget 2021. 877 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the north in the past 24 hours with 3 additional deaths. 1,463 cases of the virus have been confirmed in the past week in Derry and Strabane alone, where the 7-day incidence rate in the area remains one of the highest in the world at 971 per 100,000 of the population. There are calls for a COVID-19 testing centre to be located in Inishowen. Councillor Albert Doherty, the Gaelic of the Inishowen Municipal District, says there is particular concern at the increase in the number of cases reported on the peninsula. And Irish Water is being requested to attend the next sitting of Donegal County Council as a matter of urgency. There's a number of outstanding issues right across Donegal, while it's also thought that more communication between the utility and the council is needed with regard to upcoming planned works. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, October the 12th. The death has taken place of Vincent Carlin, 11 Listenafin Park, Strabane, and formerly of Dunamana. Funeral leaving Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock for service in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family-only pleas. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html. The death has taken place of Donica McGeehan, Kindgarrow, Fintown. Requiem Mass at 12 noon on Wednesday in St Columbkill's Church, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. How strictly private to family only on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Mary Green, the Point Carrick Finn. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines and at the request of the family, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of Clement Harvey, Drumnahoe, Letterkenny. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for 11 o'clock funeral mass, which can be viewed live on the Irish Martyrs Facebook page. Interment afterwards with funeral cortege travelling via Letterkenny Main Street to Newlex Cemetery. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment will be private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Society of the St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. The death has occurred of James Toland, Castle O'Garry, Inver, County Donegal. His remains are reposing privately at his home. Removal tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock funeral mass at St Noel's Church, Ardahi, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. In accordance with government and HSE guidelines, the wake and funeral will be strictly private to family, close friends and neighbours. The funeral mass will be live streamed on St Noel's Parish Inver Facebook page. The death has taken place of Sheila Cannon, Umlach Carrigart. Remains reposing at her late residence with funeral from there tomorrow morning. Going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed live on Meva Parish Facebook page. Removal immediately afterwards for cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, at 4 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Due to current HSE guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. The death has occurred of Billy Doherty, formerly of Talbot Park, Derry. Due to current restrictions, the wake and funeral are strictly private for immediate family only. The death has occurred of Sean O'Driscoll, late of Limewood Street, Derry. Due to current restrictions, wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family and close friends. And the death has occurred of Nolly Hilly, née Harper, formerly of 30 Kilclean Road, Castlederg. Funeral from her son Kieran's home, 39 Shanogue Road, Killin, Castlederg, tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house mass and interment are private. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam, churchservices.tv/Castlederg.